Hey everybody, welcome in to the Speak Up Table. My name is Barbara, and our election program series continues as we cover some of the voter issues that are coming on your November, on some of the November 4th ballots. You know, over the last 2 weeks, I have interviewed Pendere Mayor Steve Geiger about the local option 1% sales tax. And the following week, I talked with Sandpoint Mayor Jeremy Grimm about the wastewater treatment facility bond vote. And let me remind you that these programs, really all of my interviews, are recorded and then they're uploaded on our radio website, which is northidahoradio.com. So if you miss a live show or you miss a part of it, you can always go to northidahoradio.com and you can catch the recording, which is an awesome thing. Okay, today we're talking about the Northside Fire District levy vote, and here to give us the details are Vern Roof, who is the Northside Fire Commissioner, and Bob Frank, a Bonner County resident. You know, as I commented last week, there are many considerations for you, in addition to the dollar amount, that are important to understand. So let's draw in and find out what is needed here and why Northside Fire District is proposing this levy. Okay, let's take that first break, do a little business. We'll be right back with what you need to know from Vern Roof and Bob Frank.
Accidents happen, and when they do, more people reach out to Northwest Auto Body. Consistently voted the best auto body shop in the region, we offer guaranteed repairs by certified technicians using only state-of-the-art equipment. Our locally owned collision facilities have been serving North Idaho for nearly 50 years. Find us online or just stop on by. No appointments needed, no charge estimates, and advice is just good customer service. Remember, Northwest Auto Body in Sandpoint, Pendere, and now in Bonner's Ferry.
If it's been a while since you visited Groomberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, you need to get in there. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays, located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Pendere. Groomberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
If you're one of the millions of Americans behind on your taxes, if you're afraid to open your mail because IRS collection letters could be coming, listen carefully. The IRS is cracking down, taking paychecks, freezing bank accounts, revoking passports. That's a fact. But here's what most people don't know. There are official tax relief programs designed to help struggling taxpayers. Programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Optima's award-winning team will fight to protect your paycheck, your passport, and your property. Their tax attorneys and licensed tax professionals will work tirelessly to get you the best deal possible with the IRS. Every day, penalties and interest keep piling up, so don't wait. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Stacy, are you wearing yoga pants to go shopping?
Oh, we're not going out shopping. We're staying in with JTV.
I love jewelry television. Their pearls, their lab-grown diamond jewelry.
Oh, hello. What about their Italian gold and moissanite fire?
Okay, but what about the guys on my holiday list?
Relax. JTV has gifts galore, even for men, like watches and sunglasses.
Watch JTV live and on streaming or shop JTV.com for amazing holiday deals.
Ready to shop?
Yes, but can I borrow a pair of sweats?
If you are 50 or older, it is recommended that you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're an adult 19 to 49 with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, chronic heart disease, or COPD, vaccination is also recommended. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. Furnished by the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
News Talk 97.1.
All right, everyone, welcome back in. As promised, we have our two guests with us today to talk about the upcoming ballot issue for Northside Fire District, a levy. Vern Roof is here. He is the Northside Fire Commissioner, and Bob Frank is a Bonner County resident and here to share his opinion and his thoughts on this. So, Vern and Bob, we'll start with you, Vern. Introduce yourself to the audience. Let them know who you are and a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, thanks for having us here today, Barbara. My name is Vernon Roof. I'm one of the Northside Fire District Commissioners. There's three of us. And I started in fire and emergency medical services back when I was 15 on the East Coast as a volunteer. And that culminated about 35 years later, retiring as a paid firefighter slash paramedic slash captain, which brought me out here to North Idaho. I instantly became interested in the Northside Fire District. And so I became a volunteer for several years, and then I retired once again, and then got back into the Northside Fire District as a elected official. And I'm just finishing up my second four-year term. It's been an honor and a privilege to serve the citizens of Northside Fire District. And once again, I'm looking forward to getting into some of the good questions today.
That is a lot of experience and a lot of knowledge that you're bringing to the table for us, for sure. Appreciate that.
Certainly. Thank you.
All right. Bob Frank, tell us who you are a little bit.
Okay. Thanks, Barbara. So my name is Bob Frank. I've been a Bonner County resident since 2019. I joined the fire service in 1984, and I went through the process of everything from being a volunteer firefighter, essentially, to retiring as a battalion chief in 2005. I think I bring a perspective about fire protection that hopefully our listeners will find interesting today.
All right. Excellent. Thank you for that. All right. So I think the first thing I'd like you gentlemen to comment on is the previous levy was defeated. What was the size of, I mean, how many votes or what was the percentage, Vern, of that defeat?
Well, the levy in May of 2025, we were asking for $60, excuse me, per $100,000 of assessed value. We definitely got a drubbing during that vote, and we received and respect the message that was sent to us by the voters. And just to give you some of the information that you requested, essentially the vote was 35 for and 65% against. Essentially, to pass a permanent levy, we need a 66 2/3 majority vote. So we certainly would have liked to have seen those numbers reversed, but unfortunately, the public definitely sent us a message which caused us, which I'm sure we'll be discussing later, to go back, receive that messaging, and that is what has brought us forth to this new revised levy amount.
You know, we will probably repeat these numbers several times because in May, when it was defeated, it was $60 per $100,000 of assessed. But your number now is $20. It's 20 and 20 cents, but I'm just going to leave the pennies off. It's 20. So you've dropped that number by 2/3. So what is your thinking on that?
Well, we have dropped it from originally the $60 down to now $41 per $100,000 of assessed
41,
value.
Not 20?
Right. Correct. It has gone up $20.20 from the original levy. So the levy that we're going to be asking for right now, and this does cause some confusion, is we are asking for $41 per $100,000 of your appraised value of your
residence. So it's the increase that's 20.
It is a decrease. I'm sorry. This is where it definitely causes some confusion.
No kidding.
Right now, our levy rate sits at about $20.
So it's going to increase another 20.
Right. So it goes up just a little over $20.
Okay.
When we went ahead and calculated the numbers, it came out to $41 per 100,000. And once again, I'm really glad that we were able to bring this up because I'm sure this did cause some confusion, not only for our information getting out, but also when the voters went into the booths to go ahead and vote.
Yeah. So, okay. So we're going to repeat this several times because I understood that it was $20 was the increase, and the increase is on top of what you're already paying. But for the one thing I want to emphasize, and you guys can echo this, is that it's $20, the increase is $20 per year. I think a lot of people think that's so low. They think, well, that must be every month or something. It's per year. It's per $20 per year per 100,000 is the increase from what you're already paying.
Correct. For a sum total of $41 per 100,000. Right. And if I could also add, Barbara, I did some research. I thought it was pretty interesting. So I went and spoke with people who were in the department for a long period of time back in the 90s and the 80s. And I found out that the only successful levy that's ever been achieved for the Northside Fire District, get this, was back in 1985. It was a temporary levy, and it was voted in successfully, and it allowed for the purchase of a tanker truck and then the building of three fire stations. Since that time, each successive levy has been defeated. We had one in 2010, we had one in 2016, and then we had the one just recently in 2025. Once again, if I can just stress to people, this will be an increase of $20.20 onto the levy that your existing, you know,
that you're already
tax
paying because they are paying tax for the fire district now.
For a sum total of $41 per $100,000 of assessed value.
Okay. All right. So the last levy that passed, Bob, well, neither of you gentlemen were here in 1985, but so the last levy that passed in 1985, so the only thing that's been helping the district in all these years of increased cost and increased insurance and personnel has been that their assessed property value has gone up, and as that value has gone up, the mill rate that assesses that is what's supporting the district. Bob?
That's a pretty accurate description. So Idaho law allows for not just fire districts, but all districts that are funded by property tax to increase their budget request annually by 3%.
Okay.
So Northside Fire has had to live on a 3% increase a year for essentially the last 30 years, maybe 40. And the reality is inflation over that period of time has been much higher than that. And so what we've arrived at is a situation in which we have an understaffed fire department and we're asking for people basically to make a purchasing decision. And the methodology for that purchasing decision happens to be property tax. That's unavoidable. But
yes,
what we're asking is, do you see value in what we're asking you to purchase? And what we're asking you to purchase is the continuation of three people staffing an engine company in the Northside Fire District. And so that's what's at stake here today.
You know, there are just so many details to understand. Okay, so so the increase you're allowed is 3%, but obviously over time you need more than that, and that's why the levy is coming out to ask for more than that 3%. Is that correct?
Correct. And really, just to go ahead and stress that, property taxes are not popular at all. There is never a good time to go to the citizens for any type of tax increase. Politicians right now are saying, well, let's go ahead and do away with the property taxes. I think everybody would be very pleased if property taxes went away, but everybody has to remember that depending on where you do your research, 70 to 80% of a local government's revenue comes from property taxes. So the big question is, what will replace those property taxes? What will fund the fire, the police, the road projects, the park projects, et cetera? Once again, it's a difficult circumstance that we find ourselves in, and once again, we're very much hopeful that today we can perhaps address some of that confusion or questions that the citizens had today on your radio show.
Absolutely. And I think the first thing, I'm going to repeat this again. I know it's 40 total, but what they need to understand, it's $20 per year increased per 100,000. So if you've got a $300,000 home, you're paying $60 more with this levy than you were previously, $60 a year. And so I just think people need to really get that math into their head. All right, this is a big question, and you guys are going to be answering this question for the next quite a few minutes here. And that is, what are the needs that will be addressed if this additional income is provided to the fire district, Vern? What are some of the things that you anticipate doing and how to use this money wisely?
Okay. And if I could just go back to the levy amount really quick.
Yes,
just
only one if notation. It's not confusing.
Nope. take for instance a $500,000 home. Your home is appraised at $500,000. Right now, you're paying per year about $100. If the levy were to pass, that would now go up to just over $200, probably $200, $210. And so I just wanted to stress that once again.
$200 per year.
Correct.
Per year. Honestly, I've talked to several people, and they're like, that's too much. It's monthly. I said, monthly? No, that's per year. That's over the next 12 months. And look what you get in return. So that's the question that's before you now. What are they going to get for their money, both the old levy and the new levy?
Well, originally in the old levy, we wanted to go ahead and expand. Right now, we have four fire stations. There's only one that's staffed 24 hours a day, and that's in the city of Ponderay. We really wanted to, just because the data was indicating to us that we had some very long response times to that Highway 95 corridor up by Samuels, we wanted to go ahead and put two firefighters up there. Also, we wanted to go ahead and absorb three FEMA-supplied grant positions that we have right now that were funded by the federal government. We also wanted to go ahead and put money away for apparatus replacements. Right now, the experts, the NFPA, which is the National Fire Protection Association, usually advocates for frontline apparatus, that is those apparatus that are going out every single day, to be usually placed in reserve after about 15 years. And we run equipment. We do not buy new equipment anymore. We purchase used equipment, and our two frontline apparatus are 2003 and 2004. We assure the public they're in very good shape. We take very good care of them, and they're built to last. But we wanted to go ahead and set aside money for perhaps some newer apparatus. Also, we wanted to set aside for deferred maintenance and operations budget.
Let me interrupt there. So I think that when people hear there are four fire stations, one is staffed, and that's in Ponderay here, like in the city, if you will. How big is Northside Fire District? I mean, what's the furthest district or the furthest distance north that is covered by these other stations? What's the size of the district?
Well, the district, and taking into account recent annexations, we're probably at about 115 to 120 square miles.
Okay, so...
And that's a pretty substantial distance to cover. And in that area, we have approximately... The 2020 census was right around 9,000. We're anticipating and projecting that it's probably around 9,300 right now. So we have 9,300 people spread out through the 115, 120 square miles, with the majority of them being centered right there in Ponderay and Kootenay.
Okay. So what's the time frame? I mean, Ponderay is staffed, and so they can do a very fast response to that immediate area that they're serving. What about out in the outlying areas and the outlying stations? What's the response time for the furthest distance that they have to go?
Well,
counting that they have to come from their home or their work or their volunteer, they're not in the station.
It's a good point you brought up about volunteers. When I first came out here in 2011, we had a very robust volunteer program. It's very difficult to get volunteers now. We found that we were training volunteers, we were equipping them. It takes a significant amount of time to train a volunteer. We're talking about hundreds of hours, and we found that we would be expending anywhere from $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 plus many hundreds of hours training people, and they would come in and they would complete the training, and then they would go on to paid departments elsewhere, or they found that maybe this wasn't their cup of tea, so to speak. So we've lost a lot of the volunteer personnel that we used to have.
Which makes coverage and response time even that much more difficult.
Correct, because we used to, back 10, 15 years ago, volunteers were in the separate districts close to the fire stations. So right now, when there's a call, for instance, up on Highway 95 at Samuels, we've got the crew coming from Pondre, and in good weather, that could be 12, 15, 17-minute response time. Throw into that any type of weather event, horrible road conditions, et cetera, you could be talking about 20, 25 minutes plus for some of those far outreaching areas.
So just a point of clarification. So the Pondre Fire District Station, one of four in the Northside Fire District, has got personnel that are what, like 24 hours a day somebody's on hand?
Right, in the Northside,
rotating.
Northside Fire District 1 in Pondre, we have three firefighters on right now.
They rotate.
And they're
so
on 24
if there's
hours
a fire
day.
Up in the Samuels area, they are the ones that are responding. We don't have people like that live around that area that are like affiliated with the Samuels area that they would be responding.
We have essentially lost all our
volunteers.
We have essentially lost our volunteers. And some people will say, why do you have a fire station there? Well, if people are interested, you can go to the Insurance Services Rating Bureau website. Click on that, click on menu, and go to Fire Department Tools. You'll see that we get credit, believe it or not, for the fact that we have a fire station, we have a specific type of apparatus with equipment there. They draw a 5-mile arc around that fire station, and that allows people to qualify for the insurance rating that they have.
Okay, we have to go to a break, but I just want to be clear that except for Pondere, there's no other staff up there at those other three stations, no volunteers, no staff, nobody's there.
That's correct.
Everybody's coming from Pondere to go service these other areas. Well, that alone makes me want to vote for the levy, even though I can't. I mean, really, we need, it just seems there would be at least a few more. We have to go. Hold that good thought.
Okay.
We're going to take a break. I have to hold my thought, too. We're going to take that break right now.
Sandpoint Superdrug's Clinical Services has a new multifunction cardiogram, or MCG, and it is revolutionary in diagnosing cardiovascular and heart health. The MCG is a low-cost, non-invasive, radiation-free 10-minute test, and it is the best diagnostic tool for early detection of cardiovascular or heart health issues. Early detection saves lives. Call Sandpoint Superdrug's Clinical Services to schedule your appointment today. There's a special introductory price for a limited time.
We have news at Winter Ridge. Our deli and juice bar have undergone a makeover. New signs with new and favorite items have been installed. Check it out. Every Friday, starting at 4 p.m., freshly roasted chicken will be available for purchase. Look for it on top of the hot bar, or if you want to roast your own, we have Mary's Whole Organic Chickens in the meat department. Don't forget a bottle of Pinot Noir to enjoy fireside. As the weather gets cooler, we've got something to warm and delight you. Winter Ridge. Local, natural, delicious, on the corner of Lake and Boyer and Sandpoint.
Industry-leading products, outstanding service, and customized comfort. That's AGE Heating and Cooling. AGE is a premier Lennox dealer, meaning specialty equipment training and high customer satisfaction, earning and maintaining a 4-plus star rating among customers. Lennox Equipment ensures your home comfort needs are met. Now offering electrical services. AGEHeatingandCooling.com. Experience the premier dealer difference today. Idaho HVAC Contractors, license number 059041.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Two lines of unlimited for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings compared to Verizon and AT&T. But don't just take our word for it.
It's not just the savings that are great with our T-Mobile plan. There's all this value from all these other things that T-Mobile offers.
T-Mobile has been such a savings for us.
We love it.
Switch today and get two free 5G phones like the Motorola Edge with turbo power charging that gives you power for the day in just 15 minutes. And customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Go to T-Mobile.com/55 to learn more. 24 monthly bill credits and two new lines with auto pay for well-qualified customers plus taxes, fees, and $35 per line connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. Contact us plus $5 per line without auto pay. Debit or bank account required. 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. See details at T-Mobile.com. Motorola Edge requires 68-watt charger. Charger sold separately. Actual performance will vary based on usage and configuration.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers.
So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
News Talk 97.1.
All right, everyone. Honestly, we got to keep these microphones on the commercial break because we have it going on in the studio today with Vern Roof. He is one of the Northside Fire Commissioners, and Bob Frank. He's a resident of Bonner County, a former fire
battalion chief,
and has a lot of wisdom. We're going to get him in on this conversation. But first, we want to go to Vern again and help us understand what the new levy is going to provide. If people vote yes for this levy, what are they going to get in return?
Okay. For that extra $20.20, we're going to be able to keep the staffing essentially what we have right now, and that is 9 firefighters on the Northside Fire District roster. That works out to 3 firefighters on per day. That also allows us to go ahead and contract for our chief, our admin, and also our bookkeeping. We decided to save money and be fiscally responsible. Instead of hiring our own chief, we were going to go ahead and split and cost share with 2 other departments for their chief. So that saves money in the long run. Also, that will take care of the salary and benefits for those 9 firefighters and also give us some wiggle room as far as operating costs, setting aside money for future apparatus, maintenance. And as Bob had alluded to, it's expensive to run a fire district. All of us know that inflation has really taken a big bite, and the only thing that we really can control at the fire district is personnel costs. And we've done everything we can to do that. We can't control how much a fire truck costs or how much fire hose costs or how much the equipment the firefighters wear costs. So for the extra levy amount, we will be able to keep the Northside Fire District intact right now. That includes keeping the 3 FEMA firefighters, which are funded by the government. And we think that that is really a good purchase for the citizens. Anything less than that, in my opinion, and if you refer to some of the experts, having anything less than 2 firefighters on a fire truck, extremely dangerous, not only for the citizens, but the firefighters themselves.
But for the firefighters. Bob, correct. Let me get you in on this conversation. As a taxpayer and a firefighting professional, what should people be thinking about when they're saying, should I vote yes, should I vote no? What's your perspective on what should sway the vote?
So each of us has to make that personal decision when it comes time to cast our vote. And what I alluded to before is that we're asking you to consider buying a product.
Yes.
And that product is essentially the continuation of the level of fire protection that Northside Fire District is currently able to provide. But that protection currently is dependent on a grant from the federal government. And when that grant expires, we will lose 3 firefighters. So we will go down to 2. And with the existing budget constraints, there's not even a guarantee that we can maintain 2 on duty every day. Sometimes that would drop to 1. And eventually, the budget increases of 3% will not keep up. And so the citizens kind of need to decide, do we want to have a fire department or not? And that's kind of what's at stake in the long run here.
Okay. So, and just to repeat, the increase is $20 per year per 100,000. So that's a per year increase from what you're already paying. So I heard, I think it was you, Vern, talked about improved emergency services. What does that mean to the voter? The voter, you say, if we get this additional money, we can improve emergency services.
You know, I have to be careful because I really cannot advocate for a yes on the levy, but I can certainly give my own opinion.
You can and describe.
As far as there is some modicum, there's some level of expectation. When the citizens call us, we have to be at our best 100% of the time. We can't be at our best one-third of the time, one-half of the time, three-quarters of the time. We have to be at our best 100% of the time. Nationally recognized, each fire truck should have at least four firefighters on it. We realize that the tax funding, it's difficult enough to get the two or three on the fire truck. What we're asking for is the three. The National Fire Protection Administration basically states that for a fire in a residential unit, you need about 14 or 15 firefighters on the initial response.
We're not going to get that.
We're not going to get
that. We're
going
to have the three. And that's why the three will improve their ability to respond, right, I think?
Absolutely, because that three, in conjunction with the other departments in the area, will get to that number of 12, 13, 14. Essentially, people have to realize that a fire is a very complex scene. We're arriving on the scene and expecting one firefighter to take care of all the different aspects, all the different requirements, all the different criteria that have to be met. And that's not even including the fact of perhaps somebody else's home is exposed to the fire or there's a rescue to be made. Let me assure the citizens right now that whether we have the one firefighter, two firefighters, three firefighters, our firefighters will always, always respond. They will always put their lives at risk to save a life. And I can't stress that enough, that we need the assistance right now. And all we're really doing is citing not only statistics but facts, but putting it out to the citizens that when you dial 911, there's a certain expectation, and I just don't think that your expectation is going to be met with one firefighter showing up on a fire truck.
Exactly. So we need the additional responders. Bob, one of the things that Vern had said, and that might have been in the previous segment, was that there is need for adequate funding for personnel, which he has talked about, and equipment, that with this increased money, we continue to have what we need to service this district. Is that correct?
Yes. There's a tiny bit of surplus over what it will cost to maintain the three grant personnel. And that extra will go towards the replacement of fire engines, fire hose, breathing apparatus, axes, ladders, all the tools of the trade.
And you know what? It's not just the tools of the trade that you have, like you're going to buy what you've already got. I mean, every year there is increased technology, increased function of this equipment. So if you're using equipment from, what, the 1990s, you know, our men and women of the fire district are not using the best equipment to help them do what they need to do and to protect them. So it's upgrading. When you buy equipment, or, you know, even if it's used, Vern, or something, it's an upgrade, right? And that's good.
I'm sure that it was the same for Vern as it is for me, that when we were firefighters in the 80s, our extrication equipment that we used to remove vehicles from people that were trapped. We don't remove people from vehicles. We remove vehicles from people.
Yeah.
But that equipment was extraordinarily heavy. A Hurst tool, or what would they call the jaws of life, by itself weighed 60 pounds. That didn't count the power unit that drove it. And then we had hydraulic rams and airbags to lift equipment. The point is that technology changes, that equipment becomes lighter, we are able to do more with less, but we have to, the fire service evolves.
Yes.
So
the equipment evolves and budgets evolve.
Yes.
Yeah, and the needs for that. You know, there's no, I think we have time for this before we go on the next break, and I'd like both of you to comment on the issue that I don't think a lot of voters may think about, is that as the district improves their profile of protection over, like, Northside Fire District, the insurance rates may, it's not guaranteed, but the insurance rates in the individual fire protection policies that people have in their homes may improve. In other words, cost them less. Is that correct?
Could I throw in one thing? Because that might be a little longer an answer for us. Can I throw in something just before the break?
Something different?
It's something that that Bob had mentioned that I just wanted to expand on really quick if I've got the time.
I'll do it as quick.
Just wanted to let everybody know we're concentrating a lot on fire. The Northside Fire District responds not only to fires, but vehicle accidents, a very busy 95 corridor.
My emergency services
hazardous
question.
Materials incidents, EMS calls, public service calls, alarm investigations. And since 2010, the Northside Fire District responded to over 10,000 calls of all those things that I've mentioned. And right now this year, we're on track to probably break at least 1,000 for this year. So
We will go back to that long list. That's a good long list. We're going to take that final break right now, so stay where you are.
Lana K Realty has a new land listing off Huckleberry Mountain Road. Opportunity awaits to build on this secluded 10 acres near Cary Wood. Level to gently rolling land parked out and ready to build with an approved septic. Not far from Bayview, Lake Ponderay, and United States Forest Service land. Priced to sell at $289,000. See the professionals at Lana K Realty, lanakrealty.com.
As the mornings get cooler and the days get shorter, we all know it won't be long until the snow starts flying. Don't wait till the last minute this year. Squeaky's Truck and Auto on Highway 200 in Kootenai has the best prices of the season. Right now on snow plows for your SUVs, small and large trucks, and skid steers. You can't beat their low prices on plows and installation. So head on over to Squeaky's on Highway 200 in Kootenai, as appointments are filling up fast and prices are the lowest of the season.
Ritz Transmission and Performance in Bonners Ferry, now offering new services. Transmission repair to manual and automatic. U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonners Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ritz Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonners Ferry.
Selkirk Press, your hometown printer since 1924, from concept to completion in one location. They offer in-house graphic design, printing, copying, laminating, coil binding, mailing services, even pickup and delivery. That means faster service and convenience for you. Any order, large or small, Selkirk Press will make you look good on paper. Selkirk Press, 1714 Industrial Drive by Sandpoint Airport, helping you stand out with custom in-house printing and design.
Every food you love is good food. And the foods we love, they're all a little different. At Yolk's, we believe food is meant to be made just the way you like it. So whether it's filling you up, or giving you comfort, or trying something new, it's all good if you're making something you love. Whatever you're into, we've got you at Yolk's Fresh Market.
The NFL International Games head to Wembley.
Let's go!
So wake up and lock in, because on NFL Network, our stars come out in the morning.
He's into the end zone!
Stafford and the Rams offense is ready to put on a show.
Touchdown, LA!
But Trevor Lawrence and the Jags are looking to light up London.
Incredible!
It's Sunday morning football. Snooze off, game on. Rams, Jaguars. Sunday, October 19th at 9:30 a.m. Eastern, only on NFL Network.
News Talk 97.1.
Everybody, welcome back in. We are talking about a ballot issue that's going to be on the ballot for Northside Fire District residents. They are the ones that get to vote on this. And it's a levy they're asking for. In addition to the money you're already paying, they're asking for an additional amount of money, they being the Northside Fire District. So there are two things I want to cover. First of all, I want to go back to what Vern was saying, because that was a really good list and it's really important. We have kind of just been focusing on responding to fire and that, but there are many other services that the district provides. So go through that list again, Vern, for our listeners that may not have been able to catch all that. What are some of the other benefits?
Okay. Not only, as we've talked about earlier, structure fires, but also wildland fires. And I know that a lot of people will say, well, geez, it's state property, it's federal property. You've got Idaho Department of Lands and you've got the U.S. Forest Service. But a lot of people don't realize that we are the initial response teams that will go in there. And there are an awful lot of fires the citizens never hear about because the fire district's quick response has been able to hold them to 1 acre, less than 1 acre, et cetera.
So wildland fires and?
Vehicle fires, of course. Really, anything that burns, the fire department's going to be responding on. Traffic accidents, certainly we have a very dangerous highway corridor here. The traffic.
That's it through your district. Highway 95 North is very challenging.
Highway 95 North certainly has had its share of very, very serious and tragic incidents.
So traffic and what else?
Traffic accidents, certainly emergency medical calls, public assists, hazardous materials incidents, rescue calls such as someone falling and we need to incorporate ropes or some type of rescue out on the lake, fire alarm activations. That's just to name a few, but those are the main categories.
And you're responding, and the other thing that I was just thinking about was, you know, like individual homeowners, but you are also called out to schools that are in the district. Is that correct? If they have an emergency and a fire?
Absolutely.
And places of business like North 40 and that are out that are in the Pondere area and north in the Samuels area, if they have a gas fire in their kitchen, you guys are the ones that are called. So businesses and individuals and schools are all impacted.
Absolutely. And not only are we covering those 115 or 120 square miles, but we're also lending support to the neighboring jurisdictions.
That's important. Yeah.
And what we've got right now is, for the listeners out there, there's a common misconception that Northside is part of some other fire district. What we do have with the Selkirk Fire District is a joint operations agreement where we share personnel, we share equipment, the firefighters train together, and it makes a much more cohesive response to any type of emergency. I want to assure the citizens that right now, if there's a fire in Northside, we're going to have a co-response from Selkirk Fire. We're going to have a co-response from Sandpoint. Consequently and conversely, if there's a fire in Sandpoint, Northside, Selkirk will be responding to those jurisdictions.
Thank you for that for all of us that live in Sandpoint. Well, but the money that is the tax money in Northside stays in Northside.
Correct.
Though you may help each other out. All right. There was a question on the table before we took the break. It had to do with insurance. I want to let the listeners know that both my guests are being very careful about this answer because there is not a direct cause and effect that goes on here. However, voters in Northside, it's important to understand that and let these guys comment on, as your fire district improves and is strong, there is a rating that is on that from insurance companies. And depending on that rating and depending on the insurance company, you may or may not receive some favorable fire insurance rates for your home. Did I say that okay, Bob? What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. So the better rating a fire department has, the more of a mitigating effect that's likely to have on an insurance company's rate structure. And it doesn't mean your rates would necessarily go down. What it might mean is a rate increase that the insurance company is contemplating maybe won't be as steep. But we can't predict exactly what the insurance companies are going to do. But we do know that they pay attention to what the ISRB in Idaho, it's the in Idaho State Ratings Board, what how they rate fire departments.
Vern, you were just saying, like in Sandpoint, we're probably at a 2 or 3. That's very favorable. And I'm sure my insurance company, when they look at my rates, they may or may not. I don't know what Farm Bureau does with these rates, but it could, you know, at least maybe make the increase less. And you said on the break that if there's an area that's got like a 9 rating, which has probably got to be the worst there is, they won't even insure you.
Well, the insurance ratings go from 1 to 10. One okay. is absolutely the best, and 10 is essentially very limited
like
fire protection.
Like you're on
protection.
Your own.
And for the people that are listening out there, you can take a look at your insurance bill, and it will have it listed on there.
Ew.
Normally, if you are past about 5 miles, you're normally in a classification of an 8 or a 9. My own personal experience, which I can share with you, I wanted to just get some competitive rates because my homeowner's insurance was going to be going up. I called several insurance companies. The very first thing they asked me was, what is your insurance classification rating? I told them, and they said, we're not interested.
Yeah, yeah.
So once again, we don't know what the insurance companies are going to do. We don't know what algorithms. We don't know what complex formulas
they But we know there's a rating out there that may or may not have. And the better and stronger the fire district is, the better chance you've get at least getting a better rating, if not some kind of a dollar break.
Right, and coincidentally, at one of our forums from one of the earlier levies, we had some people from out of state that told us they are in the insurance bureaus. What's happening in other states will come to Idaho.
Yeah.
The insurance rates will go up in Idaho.
Everything's going up. Okay, so you recently had a community meeting, and we want really good turnout at these meetings so people can get the facts and get the information they need. Do you have an information meeting that's coming up pretty soon that you can let our listeners know about, or you don't have one quite scheduled again yet?
Well, we just recently had one, and to tell you the truth, and certainly any of the listeners can contact us at Northside, go to the website, but we're really having a hard time attracting anybody to come, not only to our monthly meetings, but any of our special meetings or our town hall meetings.
Are you serving food?
Well, you know what? We do have bottled water and soda, but perhaps we should do that in the future.
I think you need to
get
some,
you know,
dinner on the menu there.
We were faced with a bit of a quandary in that as soon as we put the word out that we were going to be running the levy again, we started seeing on social media, oh, here they go again. And also
other comments.
But that's
what we're trying to say real quick here is it's not here they go again. You know, instead of the increase they had before, they have reduced that increase significantly. So,
right. And we heard you.
An extra $20 a year for a $100,000 assessment
year.
We
heard the citizens, and what we didn't want to project is a citizen saying, well, geez, they're not asking again, so they must not have needed it that badly. That's why we're running it again. That's why we sharpened our pencils. That's why we went back to the drawing board, and that's why we're projecting this. When I took an oath as a Northside Fire District to protect life and property to the best of my ability, I'm committed to this. And I would hope that the citizens, if they were equally committed to some type of cause, that they wouldn't give up easily after one attempt.
100%. Yeah. No, you've got to get the facts out there. It is still the voters' right to do what they want to do.
Absolutely.
But hopefully that they will listen to the facts, and you will have more public meetings no matter what the turnout is, and you want to serve food.
We want to serve food. And if I can say, we have not gone to the great lengths that we did last time. We had over 100 town halls. We had flyers, pamphlets, whatever. We feel the information's out there. We felt that with this limited information about the decrease, that might very well carry the public
All right,
through.
That's got to be the last word for today. Thank you, Vern Roof, Bob Frank, for coming in and answering these questions. Next week, we continue our in-depth, unrehearsed interviews covering the November ballot. We're talking with Sandpoint City Councilor incumbents Joel Aspero and Rick Howarth. Don't miss this program. You guys want to be in on it. And Every week, I encourage you all to study and celebrate with your family. Information available to you about America 250. I have a quote for you today. I give you a quote every week about this. And this is from James Madison. James Madison, as you may or may not know, is one of our founding fathers. But he is also known as the father of the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. He is the main author, if you can believe this, of the U.S. Constitution. Other people involved, but he was like the main guy. And this is what he has to say. He said, quote, "The advancement and diffusion of knowledge is the only guardian of true liberty." Amen. So next Tuesday, this is Barbara reminding us all to slow down on the roads, love each other, and God bless America.